We're continuing Chayavim, Akval Lamedalad, and we're looking at Simon Yud Aleph. Hashat Zemer Bracha Achaz Mein Zayim. So, after we say Shemot Esrei, so we say the Mein Zayim. So first we say Vayechulu, which is not part of the Mein Zayim, and therefore even in scenarios where we're not going to say the Mein Zayim, we will still say Vayechulu. Vayechulu was said. Besides, we're staying in the Shemot Esrei. It said a second time together as a tzibur. The Mishbur explains that we're saying that as an edus together as a tzibur, testifying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Atem edai klai sol acts as the edim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu." That's why the Mishbur understands that a person missed saying Vayichulu with the tzibur. He should at least find another individual that he should say it together, because Eidus requires two people. The Chazon Ish argues and the Chazon Ish holds that even though it's a concept of Eidus, applying the concept of Eidus Prachos Mishnayim to the situation is difficult to understand. It's not an Eidus to Embezdin, which would require a concept of two Eidim. And the whole idea that Klai Yisrael is being made. Our keeping of Shabbos is the Eidus. The mitzvahs that we do, that's Eidus. Saying the Psukim, Rashi doesn't need us to say the Psukim. So that's the argument that the Chazon Ish has. But the Minhag Arli was like the Mishnah Berurah to try and say it together with another individual. If a person not able to do that, he should say it anyway. And Api Kabbalah, there's an idea of saying it three times. So we say it once in the Shemot Esrei, once at this point in the Tefillah, and then once during Kiddush. So we said Vayechulu three times. So we're Mekayim that as well. So we say Vayechulu, and then we start the Main Zayin. The Main Zayin starts off with the Baruch Atah Hashem, and so we have the beginning of a bracha. Then we have a paragraph, which we refer to as Megin Avos, which you can notice in it that it has a mention of all of the different brachas that we say during the Tefillah. The seven brachas that we say on Shabbos are all mentioned in a condensed version in that paragraph, and that's why it's referred to as a bracha achas me'ein zayin. It's one bracha which has the elements of all seven brachas found in it. So it's a bracha achas me'ein zayin, similar to which we have an alamichya, is called me'ein gimel. There are three brachas in benching, and each one of those three brachas is mentioned in alamichya in a condensed version. So it's me'ein gimel. It's like the bracha of three brachas that we say benching. This is main of that. It's an abridged version of that. So very similarly, it's a main Zion. The chasim at the end is Mekadesh HaShabbos. So of all of the seven brachas, which we say the main bracha in the context, just like by Alamichya, we start off with a bracha, I mean, another with a bracha. And the Alar Tzal Mishya does not necessarily correspond to the last point that we've said. So we talk about parallel to the first bracha of benching, the second bracha of benching, the third bracha of benching. We also make a parallel to the fourth bracha, which is the Rabbanan, so they added in something which parallels to that as well. Then we finish up Alar Tzal Mishya, or Alar Tzal Peres, which that is not main one of the other brachas, but that's the main point that we want to say is that. So we're also, even though it's the finishing off with Mekadesh HaShabbos would seem to be a little bit interesting, we should finish off something about Shalom, because that's the last bracha of the seven brachas. But that's not a problem that we can say. The eager point we want to bring out is the Gemara's Kedushas HaShabbos, so we finish off Mekadesh HaShabbos. Okay, now the mice of the this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The reason why we instituted this, we don't normally have a form of a Chazaras HaShatz by Maariv, whether it's a full Chazaras HaShatz or this abridged version. We only have it Friday night. Friday night they would daven. Their basic nesses was from the ear. There was a concern about they would daven early many times because they're coming back in the dark is not safe. They couldn't, during the week you could have a lantern, etc. Shabbos, that was obviously wasn't an option. So they would daven early. By the time they came back, it was already moving towards getting dark. Now, if somebody came a little bit late, because since they were davening early, some people were still busy with the malacha, etc., they came late. Those people who came late would end up walking back by themselves when it's already getting close to dark. And that's a zman where there are mezikim, which are out Friday night. So Chazal added in this extra tefillah to give those which came late a chance to catch up. It's also one of the main reasons which brought down halacha, why we say the minhag is to say by Memelikin. This is mentioned in, he'll mention in the next Simon, in the Simon Yud Beis, the minhag is to say by Memelikin. And the reason why it was Niskan to say it was also because to give the people who came late a chance to catch up. Therefore, in a place where probabilities there's no people coming late, or it's a time which you don't need shmir from the mezika, and the minhag is not to say it, and that we'll see as we go through these simon, we'll see some examples of that. Meanwhile, have a good morning.